From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For years, no one older than 35 could join the U.S. Army. But recruitment is down because of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, so the Army upped the age limit last year to 42. At Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and elsewhere, these mature recruits are doing push-ups and running laps alongside trainees fresh out of high school. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
In the muggy and pre-dawn darkness, hundreds of recruits stream around a track for the two-mile run. It's a bobbing sea of gray Army T-shirts and shaved heads.
Awkward, keep running! Keep running!
A drill sergeant yells encouragement to the slower ones, like Paul Ogburn. He finally crosses the finish line. The Wisconsin native says it's the chance of a lifetime.
I wanted to sign up about 20 years ago.
Most of those recruits haven't even been alive for 20 years. Ogburn's not like them. He's a bit thick in the middle, bags under his eyes. He's 38 years old and still trying to catch his breath.
I heard that the Army was accepting people up to the age of 42, so I figured I'd chase my dream as well.
The Army brings in about 80,000 recruits each year. Now about 1,000 of them are middle-aged recruits like Ogburn. He's bounced from job to job, looking for a sense of purpose he hopes the Army will give him. Ogburn was a maintenance worker before he came here. Still others are divorced with grown kids, eager for a new life and the Army's substantial signing bonus, about $20,000. People like Sheila Richter, who just finished her run with a personal best.
I believe it was 1930, sir. Beat my last time.
What was your last
time? 21.
Richter just turned 40. Her hair is matted with sweat. She finds the run in the road marches the most difficult, but joining the Army has been a long-time dream.
It's something I've wanted to do ever since I was in high school. Got married at an early age, had children, wanted to wait till they were older, provide a better life for my children.
Now her son is in college, and her daughter is close to finishing high school. Richter knows she might be called to serve in Iraq. She's ready for it, but her kids may not be.
But my children are nervous for me, of course, because of the war. You know, my daughter cries. She's afraid I'll get shipped out and not return.
These recruits are about halfway through their 9 weeks of training, and they have no illusions about where they may end up. Ogburn says he has no trouble deploying to Iraq to spread what he says is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We as a democracy have to, as the world-leading democracy, we have to defend that.
Don't quit.
Those who train here will not be front-line combat troops like infantry or airborne. They are support troops. Ogburn will later train to become an aviation electrician. Richter will become a supply clerk. Colonel Steve Yackley commands the recruit brigade and watches them run. He's happy to have a more seasoned recruit.
They generally do fairly well because the maturity level is there, the desire because, they're older, they've kind of lived some of life's journeys.
Critics say they've lived too long to be effective soldiers.
Of course we don't want 42-year-olds on first enlistment as a private in the Army.
Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey commanded a division during the 1991 Gulf War. He says these older recruits is one more sign the Army is lowering its standards. The Army is also bringing in more recruits without high school diplomas, more with criminal convictions, more with lower scores on the military's aptitude test.
Our challenge is to get 18, 19 to 25-year-old young men and women who can carry out physical duties that are the equivalent of playing on a high school varsity football team.
And the Pentagon admits that these older Army recruits are nearly twice as likely to wash out as the younger ones, mostly for medical or physical reasons. Later that day, on Fort Jackson's rifle range, Captain Chad Laro scans his crop of recruits as they lie in the dirt shooting pop-up targets.
All right, is ready.
He's a fresh-faced officer of 31 years.
Yeah, we do have some here that are older than I am, but they come in with an open mind and are ready to train. They sort of help and guide the younger ones.
One of them is 40-year-old Kaya Stime, a former flight attendant and graduate of Syracuse University. Her long blonde hair is stuffed under her camouflage cap, A smudge of dirt creases her face. She hopes to one day become an officer and lead her fellow recruits.
Well, you know, I'm old enough to probably be some of their mothers, and some of them do call me Mom, but that's okay.
She still struggles with a regimented life, rising before dawn, the constant commands.
My training is airline. I mean, I've always kind of been in the hospitality industry. So, you know, I'm not really used to it. It's kind of a learning curve to have people, you know, yelling at you and telling you to move it.
People like Captain Laurel.
You're a stone-cold killer, aren't you, Stein?
Hoping to be, sir, one of these days. Working on it.
With that, Stein pulls on her gear and heads off to join her much younger platoon. Tom Bowman, NPR News.